27th's voice was becoming hoarse. One of his legs was lifted out in front of him and held by four kneeling men. Fuisong was lifted and carried on the litter to just in front of the young man. He bared the blade teeth, then leaned forward and with a quick nodding motion bit off one of 27th's toes. Hawser looked away. In the next half hour or so of leisurely paced eating, the enormous prophet nibbled at various bits of 27th's body, attacking the extremities and the few remaining fat deposits with his various sets of teeth. The young man gained fresh breath with each new sight of butchery. Hawser watched and didn't watch, sometimes trying to think himself into a kind of defiance that would let him work out a way to get back at this grotesque distortion of a human being. At other times, just wanting the whole awful business to be over and done with. Fuisong left his ex-disciple's fingers until last, then used the teeth with the holes in them like wire strippers.
"Ey, Esti,"
he said, wiping his blood-stained face with one gigantic forearm. 27th was cut down, moaning, covered in streaks of blood and only semi-conscious. He was gagged with a length of rag, then pinned down flat, face up on the sand. Wooden spikes through the palms of his mangled hands and a huge boulder crushing his feet. He started screaming weakly again through the gag when he saw the prophet Fuisong on his litter being carried over toward him. Fuisong was lowered almost on top of the moaning form, then he struggled with some cords at the side of his litter until a small flap under his great bulk flopped open over the face of the gagged, blood-spattered human on the sand beneath. The prophet gave a sign, and he was lowered on top of the man, quieting the sound of moaning. The prophet smiled and settled himself with little movements of his huge body, like a bird nestling down over its eggs. His vast bulk obliterating all trace or shape of the human under him. Fuisong hummed to himself while the emaciated crowd looked on, singing very slowly and quietly, swaying together as they stood. Fuisong started to rock backward and forward softly, very slowly at first, then faster as sweat appeared in beads on the golden dome of his face. He panted and made a rough gesture toward the crowd. The two women dressed in the lengths of cloth came forward and started to lick at the trickles of blood which had spilled from the prophet's mouth, over the folds of his chins and down the expanse of his chest and breasts like red milk. Fuisong gasped, seemed to sag and stay still for a moment, and then, with a surprisingly fast and fierce motion, clouted both the lapping women across the head with his mighty arms. The women scurried off, rejoining the crowd. Mr. First started a louder chant, which the others took up. At last, Fuisong ordered himself to be lifted again. The litter-bearers hauled his massive frame into the air to reveal the crushed body of 27th, his moaning silenced forever. They lifted him out, beheaded the corpse, and removed the top of the skull. They ate his brains, and it was only then that Hawser threw up.
"And now we are become each other," Fuisong intoned solemnly to the youth's hollow head, then threw its bloody bowl over his shoulder into the fire.
The rest of the body was taken down to the sea and thrown in.
"Only ceremony and the love of fate distinguish us from the beasts, O mark of fate's devotion,"
Fuisong warbled to Hawser, as the prophet's vast body was cleaned and perfumed by the attendant women. Tied to his post, stuck in the ground, his mouth fouled, Hawser breathed carefully and deliberately, and did not try to reply. 27th's body floated slowly out to sea. Fuisong was toweled down. The skinny human sat about listlessly, or tended the awful-smelling liquid in the bubbling vats. Mr. First and his two women helpers took off their lengths of cloth, leaving the man in his grimy but whole tunic and the women in their tattered rags. Fuisong had his litter placed on the sand in front of Hawser.
"Sea burnt here from the waves, harvest from the rolling ocean. My people prepare to break their fast."
The prophet swept one fat, wobbling arm about to indicate the people tending the fires and cauldrons. The smell of rotting food filled the air.
They eat what others leave, what others will not touch, because they want to be closer to the fabric of fate. They eat the bark from the trees, and the grass from the ground, and the moss from the rocks. They eat the sand, and the leaves, and the roots, and the earth. They eat the shells and the entrails of sea animals, and the carrion of the land and the ocean. They eat their bodily products, and share mine. I am the fount. I am the wellspring, the taste on their tongues. You, bubble of froth on the ocean of life, are a sign. Crop of the ocean, you will come to see before the time of your unmaking that you are all you have eaten, and that food is merely undigested excrement. This I have seen. This you will see.